This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of us have kids, and I think the kids are doing okay. You know, it's a crappy time. There's been worse times, you know, throughout the years, Holocaust, wars, you know, fires, plague, you know. So I think, you know, the kids are going to be fine. I got bigger fish to fry. I got my own problems, right? Kids have a roof over their head. Kids are being fed. They got clothes. They're getting their school. Leave me alone. Quit your whining. Let me move on and do my thing, because daddy and mommy have a lot to talk about. We got a lot to deal with. I think that's how a lot of us parents have been kind of doing it. And we're doing it wrong. Okay, I've never said I'm the best parent. I don't really give a lot of parental advice, because I just don't know if I really do it. Well, you know, like, anytime my kids get upset about something, you know, like, mom, this sucks. I go, you think this sucks, okay? Imagine being pulled from your home with a gun to your mom's head, and you being forced into a concentration camp. And they usually, you know what? Okay, yeah, the internet's down for 5 minutes. I can deal, all right? So, I mean, but this is sick of me bringing up the Holocaust, that, you know, I've made the mistake of them sometimes not wanting to come to me if they're upset about stuff, you know? So, like, my son, he's, you know, in engineering. Classes are hard. You know, he's not depressed or anything, but, you know, he'll be like, gosh, you know, this is hard, and, you know, in-person classes, and we're trying to do this online, and this is hard. I go, you think this is hard? When I was in medical school, I worked 3 part-time jobs, and so he's like, okay, fine, mom, you're right. I shouldn't be complaining. And, you know, it's my cousin Vinny. It's that whole thing. Remember, Marissa Tomei, you know, she was like upset that, you know, her sister was getting married, and, you know, she's like almost 30 and she's not going to be married and all this other stuff. And so he basically complained about all the stuff that he's dealing with. And, you know, she's like, you know what, maybe I can wait. So a lot of us have done that. The problem is we need to kind of stop that. If we're doing that, we need to kind of take a look and see what is going on with our kids. And if you look, all right, they're not doing as well as they should be. Remember, all summer long, they were kind of like, okay, well, this is temporary. This is weird. This is temporary. We're going to go back. We're going to see our friends. A lot of them, no, they didn't go back to school. They couldn't go back to school. And some of them did. School's different. And kids know how to morph, and kids know how to make themselves feel better, and kids kind of don't underestimate, they're pretty smart. Kids kind of know what they need to motivate themselves and all that, and they don't have that now. Okay, they don't have the football game, they don't have the party, they don't have, you know, maybe the interaction that they're having, they don't have, you know, the teacher that's somebody different than their mom. You know, a lot of us will yell at your kids going, you carry the one. Right? You know, you carry this, and then you add the integer, and, you know, when you do fractions, you kind of, you know, we start to yell at the kids during the homework. The teachers don't necessarily yell. They go, oh, it's okay, Bobby, if you don't know how to do it, it's okay, you know, we'll just, you know, put you in, you know, a special class. You know, I mean, the teachers know how to really be patient. And so the kids are getting that, and it's kind of wearing on the kids. Meanwhile, most of the adults I talk to are depressed. Right? And it's not a depression like, woe is me. It's, okay, where's our happy place? When does this end? You know, when bad things happen, and scary things happen, and I'm supposed to plan, and I'm supposed to go to plan B, and I'm supposed to pivot so I could support my family later, or, you know, expand my career, when does this end? What do I do? You don't know how many people are sitting here at home, out of work, going, where do I go next? What sort of, you know, job? Do I take an online class? What degree? What even is going to exist after all of this? So adults are kind of depressed. And so, you know, I grew up in a family when mom and dad had financial issues, and they had them a lot. It wasn't fun. It was bad. But what I do remember is once, and it was a very, very rare occurrence when they would actually talk to us like adults. But usually they're like, get the hell, or leave me alone, or lech lecha, go, you know, they yell at you or whatever. But one time, they kind of explained that things are kind of bad. And I was like, why didn't you tell me? So one thing that might be therapeutic and might also help the kids is do a family meeting. Okay? Now, when I try to do a family meeting, you know, my boys are like, oh, yeah, no, she's going to talk about condoms again. And I'm like, shut the hell up. Okay, we're trying to have a family meeting. They sit there and they make jokes. I don't know where they get that from. They make jokes throughout the whole meeting. Somebody makes some farting sounds. And our family meetings never really approach. You know, and dad's like, are we done? Okay, and I'm like, okay, but I think it's very therapeutic. And I think for those of you that really don't know exactly what's going on with the kids, and you guys are kind of depressed and you've been trying to hide it from the kids and all that, no need to hide it. All right? Sit down, because I got to tell you something. When life makes lemon or gives you lemons, make lemonade. What's going on right now is probably one of the biggest teaching points. We should really be using this as a teaching lesson for our kids. And so I've been with my kids very open. I took them around and I showed them all the stores that have been closed down. I go, guys, stop talking. Take your earbuds out. And I want you to look. Look at how many stores are out of business. And you just heard them go, whoa. And I go, do you guys realize what's going on? And sometimes you just need to sit down and go, look, guys, okay? You know, I know it's scary. We're not going to lose a house, or we might have to move. You know, dad isn't working, or, you know, dad's going to try to look for another job. But, you know, the kids, if they're not getting the whole story, they're thinking they're going to lose, you know, where they're going to live. They're going to have to move somewhere. They might have to go back and live with grandma. Let the kids know, because that was my worry. My worry was I got to go back and live with grandma again. We all have to. And sometimes you might help stave off some of the childhood depression just being open, just being transparent about what's going on. You know, six-year-old kids, yeah, you might not need to talk about the birds and the bees and sex and talk about the stock market, but six-year-old kids can even understand certain concepts and say, look, what are you guys worried about? And if they're like, what's going to happen to our pet? You know, then you could answer that, but make sure you talk to the kids and be open about you and daddy having or you and mommy having a rough time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Hurricane Sally is moving slowly in the northern Gulf of Mexico. We are worried about its slow movement because back in 2005, Hurricane Katrina decided to be a slower sort of storm. Like Laura kind of, you know, blew through fairly quickly. Hurricane Sally is moving slow. So life-threatening storm surges expected in parts of southeast Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. Flooding rain is a major threat from Hurricane Sally off the Gulf Coast, farther inland across the southeast. They're expecting up to 30 inches of rain, resulting in historic flooding near and just inland from the northern Gulf Coast. They're also expecting some damaging winds. So the hurricane warning has been issued from east of Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. to Navarre, Florida, including Biloxi, Mobile, and Pensacola. Hurricane conditions are expected in some parts of the area late Tuesday into tomorrow. Tropical storm warnings are in effect to west and east of this hurricane warning, including portions of southeast Louisiana, the Florida Panhandle. A storm surge warning is also in effect from the mouth of the Mississippi River in Louisiana to the Okaloosa-Walton County line in Florida. So there's a huge area that this is expected to address or to affect. They are expecting storm surge, you know, height of the water over the next 36 hours. So right now it's centered 110 miles south of Mobile, Alabama. Maximum sustained winds are 85 miles per hour, making Sally a Category 1. I thought at some point it was a Category 2, so it might have been downgraded. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 45 miles an hour, and tropical storm force winds extend outward to 125 miles from the storm. So, obviously people are bracing. They are taking this... if they didn't take Laura seriously, they're definitely taking this one seriously. And they're expecting the bands of the heavy rain and tropical storm winds to hit even a wider area. So Godspeed, good luck. It's a very, very large storm, scary. And we're hoping it turns more northward and then weakens and then gets the hell out. It is supposed to track going towards then Georgia and then hopefully leaving through the Carolinas back to the Atlantic. We don't believe it's going to strengthen anymore, so we don't think it's going to come back to a 2. We think it's starting to weaken, hopefully. But that doesn't mean that there's not a lot of potential damage. Still a Category 1 storm, especially if it hovers, can cause a lot more damage. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as you guys can see, my voice is just shot. It's not because I've been talking a lot. It's not because I've been yelling at the kids. It's because of the smoke from the West Coast. But what's interesting, and again, I'm not complaining. I don't have fires, thank God, by my house. And, you know, God bless everybody who's, dealing with that right now and becoming victims of these wildfires and our first responders and firefighters. But the smoke from the West Coast has spread so far inland that it's actually spread as far as New York. In fact, thick smog has had to force Alaskan Airlines to cancel flights to Washington as the smoke is going even more north. And people in New York are feeling it. Michigan, Great Lakes, smoke is obviously not helping the air quality that already has issue, that California is already fighting. But the summer's fires have already raised through 5 million acres of land. The death toll is about 36 people right now. Alaskan Airlines had to suspend service to Portland, Oregon, Spokane, Washington through Tuesday. Too much smog in the skies. Wildfires have killed 10 people in Oregon, 25 in California, and 1 in Washington. So you see the intense smoke blanketing San Francisco. You see orange and grayish smoke and winds. The sky is kind of reddish just because of the reflection of the light. Wind has blown medium smoke coverage across the western U.S. to Michigan to the Great Lakes region, and now they're even seeing it in New York. Wind has also pushed medium smoke southwest to Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, light smoke coverage ending in the mid-Atlantic, they said, and it's not easy. You know, we talk about ozone. The ozone layer, the ozone, amount of ozone in the atmosphere gets affected by sunlight hitting pollution. And so, people have noticed that even if the smoke clears, they're still feeling, a lot of the after effect could also be the ozone. So Nevada, Utah, and Colorado, they say, have been spared from some of the cover of smoke. Not entirely. I live in Nevada, and it's not been easy at all. I think we've gotten hit with it pretty hard, so I'm not exactly sure what they're talking about. Currently, we have 87 wildfires burning right now, 87 in 10 states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. Our country is on fire. No one's talking about that. On Monday and Tuesday, New York City saw the hazy sky, gray clouds as a result of incoming smoke. New England is anticipated to also see brownish haze on Tuesday. That's just crazy stuff. I'm looking at a picture right now. You're supposed to see cobalt blue skies. Instead, it's cloudy, murky. I don't know how much longer it's going to go on. you know, people say, well, we need the winds, okay? We need the winds. We need some storms. Yeah, but remember, a lot of these fires were started by lightning, and the winds helped carry them. So 87 fires, not easy. National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center shared a satellite image on Saturday showing smoke billowing across the west, a distance of 2,000 miles. So, man, I'm just looking at these pictures right now. It is just not, it's just not easy. And it's not going to get any easier. I don't know if you guys saw this. Kamala Harris, and I don't know how much of a fan you are. You know, I know that she's upset police officers, and you see police officers having to now, you know, protect her and do their duty, and, you know, not easy, but Kamala Harris made a little bit of a gaffe. I guess that's what happens when you hang out with Joe Biden. But her gaffe wasn't a little one. She basically called the future a Harris administration. She said a Harris administration, together with Joe Biden as president. She quickly clarified it to be a Biden-Harris administration. Now, we aren't stupid. We've known all along that the Democratic Party and the powers that be were not happy that they had a very disconcerted primary, and how it was Bernie Sanders leading. And so I think they helped push Biden to the top, and Biden ends up becoming the Democratic nominee. But people are very, very concerned about his interview styles, his, you know, stamina. And I'm not here to diagnose him over a few interviews, but he just doesn't seem to be as crisp, you know, as we would expect and hope, you know, a future president would be. And so the vice presidential pick was very, very, very important. And people have surmised that if anything did happen to Joe Biden, even though Joe Biden does want to do 8 years and two terms, that he might be asked to resign or to move over and let Kamala Harris come in. And very interestingly, how she had said a Harris administration, you know, these Freudian slips, you know, that come out. Freudian slips basically kind of mean, you know, you're thinking about sex, so sex might come out. So you might talk about something and it comes out, and, you know. But I wouldn't call this Freudian because, you know, this doesn't really have to do with sex, but the slip comes because if you're thinking about something, when you think about it often, it might come out when it's not appropriate. A Harris administration. Those aren't words you usually see together. Meaning, there's been some thought, and even worse, there's probably been some discussions for her to have said that before, such that it was very easy for it to come out. And she clarified, saying the Biden-Harris administration will provide access to $100 billion in low-interest loans and investments from minority business owners. And, you know, while she's talking, a lot of people are like, yeah, she wants to become president. Well, who doesn't? But I don't know if I would want to become president. That kind of worries me. I don't know. You know, like right now, I would not want to be president or governor of anything right now, because it's just all going to be blamed on you. But I think many people are concerned that even on the left, that Kamala Harris didn't poll well. She had to drop out of the race early on. So it's not like she's like, you know, a favorite, somebody who, you know, everybody would love. I mean, Hillary Clinton's vice president, Kane, wasn't, you know, very well loved either. And usually the vice president is not supposed to outshine the president. That was kind of, or the presidential nominee, that was kind of the mistake they made with John McCain. You had Sarah Palin, who was so much the focus of the media that, you know, John McCain couldn't really push his agenda. So it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens if Biden does make it. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Warning, If you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. has surpassed 8 million COVID-19 cases. That count is according to Johns Hopkins University. A fall surge of the coronavirus is starting to flare up, particularly in the Midwest. Dr. Mark Larson heads the COVID response team in Kansas City, Mo. He tells CBS News that hospitals are bursting at the seams.
As of 2 days ago, we hit our record inpatient capacity.
Mentally, emotionally, what does this do to a staff?
It adds stress. And it really does take a toll on the staff.
Michigan has more than 1,000 coronavirus patients in its hospitals for the first time since May. In North Dakota, just 22 intensive care beds remain in the entire state. Out west, New Mexico is reporting a second straight day of record-breaking cases and hospitalizations. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the northern border will remain closed until we could get the coronavirus under control here in the U.S. This is USA Radio News. Democrats want an apology from Georgia Senator David Perdue. The Republican was speaking at a Trump rally in Macon, Georgia, where he was campaigning against putting Democrats in power when he mocked California Senator Kamala Harris's name.
The most insidious thing that Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden are trying to perpetrate, and Barney and Elizabeth and Kamala, I don't know. Whatever.
Harris is the first woman of color to be on a major party's national ticket. She is of black and Asian parentage. Perdue stands accused of sounding a racist dog whistle. He's up for re-election this year, and his Democratic challenger, John Ossoff, called him out on Twitter, saying, quote, "We are so much better than this." In a follow-up tweet, Ossoff said Perdue would never have done that to a male colleague or a white colleague, and everybody knows it. For news on demand at any time, log on to our website. It's usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel and Jason, our work on the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we speak a lot about charities and how during the pandemic, unfortunately, many of them have not been able to do the events that they've been able to do. Yet we've still relied on them to enormous degrees, exorbitant degrees, as we've seen with the hurricanes, as we've seen with the fires. So one of my favorite charities is the Salvation Army. And joining us today is Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander of the Salvation Army. Commissioner Hodder, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you for the opportunity to be with you today.
Man, I tell you, it is the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. And the Salvation Army has always kind of been on the forefront of helping those in need. You know, tell us what's been going on and I mean, what you've been doing during this crazy and chaotic time.
Well, as you know, the problem of poverty in this country has been exacerbated by the pandemic. The World Bank measures poverty internationally, and last year they reported about 614 million people around the world living on less than $1.90 a day. Well, because of the pandemic, that number has now ballooned to over 730 million people. The Salvation Army, serving in 131 countries, is very conscious of this problem, and the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty is therefore a critical day for us because it focuses attention on this urgent need, which of course is reflected in all the communities across America as well.
Exactly. And you know, even though COVID might have stopped graduations and, you know, COVID might have postponed the Olympics, it didn't postpone poverty. The hunger is still there. People, winter's coming. I know a lot of our lives have kind of stood still, but you guys have been working 24/7 and your work just got exponentially harder.
Without a doubt, it would be no exaggeration to say that since the middle of March, we have seen a tsunami of human need. We have served more than 100 million meals. We've provided 1.5 million more nights of shelter. And as a reflection of the emotional and psychological toll of the pandemic, there have been more than 900,000 instances of emotional and spiritual support. So the Salvation Army has ramped up in every sense since the beginning of March.
Absolutely. And, you know, so Dr. Fauci has talked about how maybe we need to rethink Thanksgiving. Black Friday is being revisioned in multiple economic sectors on, you know, rather than having people line up at stores, shop online. How does that affect your Christmas campaign and, you know, your iconic red, oh my gosh, kettles?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. On top of the additional need that we're seeing at the Salvation Army, we're very concerned about the kettle campaign. It is an iconic image associated with Americans' generosity at the holiday season. Last year, it raised about $126 million, but we're currently projecting, because of the closure of retail locations and less foot traffic and increased unemployment, a decline of about 50% in terms of what happens at the kettles this year. That will mean a significant drop that would leave us unable to meet all of the needs of which we're going to be called upon to serve. So the Salvation Army has not only ramped up its kettle campaign, but we're providing through our website, rescuechristmas.org, all sorts of other digital ways by which people can support the work that is so urgently needed right now.
That's fantastic. Yeah, so tell us more. So, you know, digitally, you know, tell us more about the Rescue Christmas. I think that's fantastic. And, you know, we can't start early enough. Christmas is going to come less than 6 weeks? Wow, 5 weeks?
That's right.
I mean, it's going to come on, maybe a little more than that, but it's going to come on fast. Yeah, tell us more about the Rescue Christmas campaign.
Let me begin with the kettles. When people go to the kettles this year, they will, of course, find socially distanced bell ringers, and, of course, there'll be PPEs, but they won't have to touch the kettle if they don't choose to do so. They'll be able to take their phone and bump the sign, and by virtue of near-field technology, they'll be able to contribute electronically to that very Christmas kettle benefiting their own community. On top of that, if they go to rescuechristmas.org, they'll have a list of volunteer opportunities. They'll find information about the angel trees where we're collecting toys for children. We don't want any family to face the dilemma, do I pay my utility bill or do I provide a toy for my child on Christmas Day? We've arranged Google Pay and Apple Pay. People can give over Amazon Alexa now. And if they'll just text the word kettle to 91999, they'll be able to connect with the Salvation Army and make a gift.
Oh, gosh, that's fantastic. Yeah, you know, people don't realize, they underestimate how challenging this is. You know, the kettle campaign has been so iconic and I think brilliant because many of us had spare change. We would have spare change. We would see the kettle, right. Would see somebody with the bell. But now that there's that coin shortage and people aren't using spare change and they're using their smartphones, look at how, you know, we've progressed now where you could just tap the phone. So well done on that. I mean, do you still anticipate, you know, the challenge of still receiving the donations where people would just kind of impulsively go, oh, wait, you know, this is what I have in my pocket. Do you think electronically it could still keep charities like yours and others afloat?
We're going to try to do both. We want to make things as simple and easy and secure for people, but we also want to have a personal touch. You know, in addition to the spare change that people would drop into the kettle every year, the Red Kettle campaign is a way that we teach the next generation about giving. That's the place where so many of us learned what it meant to keep someone else's needs in mind. So we think it's going to be important that we do everything we can to expand the Christmas kettle, but now supplement it for the new circumstances in which we live.
That is so true. As a little girl, my parents were poor, but seeing them reach into their pockets and seeing them say, wait, I got to cross the street, I need to do this. It just, yeah. I mean, that's why to this day I still am active with charities. So, you know, for those that, let's say, you know, are, you know, unemployed, but they have, you know, clothes and they have toys that want to donate, where can they bring, where can they donate gifts or, you know, things for the homeless or for kids?
The Salvation Army is in every zip code in the country. We have 7,600 centers of operation, and anyone can call the local Salvation Army. They can visit their local Salvation Army. They can go online to rescuechristmas.org. And I guarantee you that there will be a way in which they can become involved. We're looking for donations this year. Our thrift stores have been closed, and as you can imagine, that has put pressure on us financially as well. We're looking for people to help us with drive-through food distribution. We're looking for people to help us man our angel trees. We're looking for people to help us with the Christmas warehouses that we're going to be setting up. It's going to be a massive effort, but we're convinced, based upon the way people have supported the Army's work and trust the Army's work, that we're going to be able to do it again this year.
Exactly. And you bring up a good point. You know, even if people can't donate, you sure need volunteers. So in the last 30 seconds, Commissioner Hodder, and again, thank you and your Salvation Army team, give us the websites again on how people can help.
We would invite everyone to go to rescuechristmas.org. That's the clearinghouse for all the information.
That's fantastic. And we definitely will have you back. Of course, anything my show can do, please let us know. We are huge fans of the Salvation Army. God bless you, Commissioner, and your team, and thank you so much for all you do.
Thanks, Dr. Dahlia, and may I be the first to wish you an early Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Commissioner. Thank you. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So many states have huge budget crises. We do in Nevada because our tourism hasn't been back up. Conventions are not going to be coming back for a while. Don't know when the borders are going to reopen, and we're going to invite people who, you know, are from countries that might not be mass vaccinating. So, you know, I'm thinking Nevada is going to struggle. Those of us that kind of watch the Rams-Cowboy game, Cowboys did struggle a little bit, right? But you know what? Considering they had a lot of injuries, they did good. But we saw that $5.1 billion stadium. It was gorgeous, just gorgeous, but seats empty. Which game was it? It was the Broncos-Titans game where they did allow fans, friends of the, was it the Titans-Broncos game or was it the Steelers-Giants game? One of the games, I think it was the Bronco game, they did allow fans that were friends and family. They had the whole stadium to themselves, but again, no money coming in. So money's not coming in. And in New York, the comptroller has kind of echoed what Governor Cuomo has said, and where it might be inevitable to tax the wealthy. They'll have to tax the wealthy because they have, what, a $4.2 billion budget deficit? And I hear people talk all the time. You know, I've been out to restaurants, I've been whatever. Well, they need to tax the rich. The rich need to do more. In fact, the comptroller, I believe it was him, had been saying in New York that the people that made money in New York have a duty to help give back. If you made money living in New York, you need to give back, which is something that we need to talk about also, that sort of idea. And he kind of poo-pooed the concept that, well, New Yorkers would just leave and they'll go to an area where they don't get taxed that much. Cuomo had also echoed that same fear and sentiment. But every now and then there's a story of a New Yorker who does leave and they want to come back. I mean, I get that. You know, if you love New York, you know, it's really, really hard to live in another place. Like, I love Vegas. I don't know if I could live anywhere else. You know, I love living in L.A. when I lived in L.A. You know, Phoenix was nice, but once you live in Vegas, it's like, you know, you get spoiled. So it's not that easy for people to leave. However, this concept of we need to tax the wealthy, let's make the wealthy pay for it. I think people need to kind of think that one through, okay? Many people who were quote-unquote rich aren't that rich now. If they did have a chain of JCPenney's or Sears or whatever, Victoria's Secrets, restaurants, Shake Shack, whatever. If they were a CEO at one point and lost their job, okay, they're not, quote-unquote, probably as rich as they once were. So a lot of people think, well, the rich are going to be fine throughout all this. Rich, well, people who are rich do have a bumper. They'll have extra money. They'll have extra investments. They'll have, but if they have high expenses, they're going to go through that pretty quickly, too. And I'm not feeling sorry for the rich. But when people say rich, they're thinking Donald Trump. They're thinking Mike Bloomberg. They're thinking, well, there's millions and millions of dollars in their bank account. Why can't they give a couple million more? All right. Well, here's why. Because one is when somebody is wealthy, okay? See, when you're poor, you lose something, it hurts, but you're like, you know what, I didn't really have much, you know, for much long, I'm fine, you know? I went from one apartment to another, shared rooms, rented rooms, lived in my car, whatever I had to do. Yeah, you know what, I could deal. If you've lived the lifestyle that you've liked, and then all of a sudden you've lost certain things, okay, it's like a drug, it's like an addiction. And I really do believe that those people that think they're going to get targeted next, and they have a right to be suspicious about this, they think it's not going to just be a one-off, that they're going to be continually, well, you need to give more, well, you need to give more, well, you need to do more. And if they're watching what's happening, and they're seeing, even if I do give an extra few million or whatever the rich person has, that's not going to be enough. They might go, you know what, before I get trapped in this, I will leave. I mean, look at what happened with Detroit. Many of the people that were burdened with the taxes, they left. Detroit went bankrupt. So I do think it is a valid fear. But then, for those of you that are middle income or lower income, you're next. I mean, if a state has a budget shortfall and the federal government can't be printing money, right, and just, you know, if they can't be doing it, I mean, already they're offering trillion-dollar packages and trillion-dollar packages. I don't know how much more they could do that without, you know, the economy crashing or inflation. then somebody else has to pay. And if there's many more people who are in the middle income class or the lower income class, don't be surprised if you have to pay more. Now, they'll hide the taxes. It might not so much be, okay, we're taking out of your paycheck. Where the taxes may be is the things you're purchasing, right? Like, we're going to tax cigarettes more. We're going to tax, let's say, restaurants more. We're going to tax gas. We're going to tax, they'll then put the taxes on some, because, nobody wants to look like they're taxing somebody who's poor. But then if they need the money, they're going to need to take the money somehow. See, in Nevada and Vegas, we got a lot of our money from the tourists and, of course, the gaming and the tourism industry. So when you go to a hotel, and I've done staycations, so I've had to pay the same thing, there's a lot of extra fees. So you're thinking, man, I'm getting the room for under $200. And all of a sudden you see your bill go, what? Well, because there's all those extra fees. And all of those go to tax money. So governors and state officials know how to slip in the taxes and how to hide that. And so if you don't want to be having to pay more, and you don't want a breakfast sandwich to cost $8, or you don't want your groceries to be expensive, or your house to go up, or your rent to go up, or whatever, you might want to kind of, pump the pedals on, let's just tax the rich. Now, what I have seen happen, and I'm not saying it's the most effective thing to do, but it might be something worth looking at, is one thing that rich people do like is they like the Kwan. Rich people do like the acknowledgement that they helped out. Okay, and many people have capitalized on that and have done very, very well. So I don't know if you've ever gone to these fundraising galas, okay, where they'll, sell packages where if you are an entity, and you donate, your name's going to be all over. And so people are thinking, well, you know what? Not only am I donating, but I'm getting some marketing out of it. Or I'm going to donate on a silent auction item, so not only am I giving money, but I'm also getting an item. I'm getting something for it. Or if you want to know what makes rich tick, is they want to kill 2-3 birds with one stone. They don't want to just give the money. All right? They want to make it look like it was almost their idea. So I've seen some churches and temples where when they were in trouble, they would meet with some of the, the heavies, the ones that had money, and said, look, guys, we need help. And we'll put your name on this, or we'll put your name on this wall, or whatever. And it works. It works, and even though we've talked about, in Judaism we call it tzedakah, we've talked about charity where, the best kind of charity is where nobody knows you donated, you don't know where it goes, and, you just did it out of the goodness of your heart. The less most heroic sort of charities where you're like, you guys see what I did? I donated that, my name is on it. But I gotta tell you something, if a state is in trouble, before they start to force the taxes, I would reach out to the powers that be and say, guys, okay, this is what we need the money for. We need a new school. Who wants to donate this much? Your name will be on the school. We need a new hospital. The other thing too is rich are smart. The rich people are smart. They know that a lot of the tax money gets, you can't find where it goes. But if they know that they're putting their money into something and they could see that object and they could see it, they might be more willing to give it. So I would say, just for poops and giggles, for those of you guys having that much of an issue, get the millionaires together and say, look, these are the actual things we need to purchase. We'll put your name on it. We'll put your foundation on it. We'll put your picture on it. We'll give you free advertising. But, and I'm just thinking that might make it, rather than saying we're going to tax you guys and then have them all leave and try to go to a state where it's cheaper. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.